This is Saturday Night Country with Felicity Urquhart on ABC Radio.
Australia's home of country music.
This is the Saturday Night Country House Concert Podcast.
We invite our guests each and every week to bring in their acoustic instruments and play for us and tell us some stories about their songs. And tonight we have a guest from Queensland. She grew up in Mackay. She was a graduate of the Junior and Senior CMAA Academy. And she went on after school to uni to become a qualified teacher, and now she teaches in Gladstone. And tonight we are going to hear about her debut album. She decided she needed to head into the studio with Simon Johnson to record Something More. And we're going to hear these tracks tonight. And I mentioned some of these towns are great places. Emerald, Gladstone, Tenham Sands, and they're some of the places where she's playing in the next few weeks. And it'd be lovely to go and support her. She's a lovely young artist. So spirited, and I remember seeing her in the Junior Academy all those years ago, and I knew she had a particular spark about her. So it's lovely to see that she's back with this new music. First of all, let's hear Pit Stop from Brittany Elise.
Roll on by, roll on by, don't stop, you'll only waste your time. Roll on by, roll on by, find another pit stop, ain't gonna be mine. Working 9 to 5 just to make a dime. Think you're going somewhere fast. You're going down a different one-lane track. You can't just come on back. Roll on by, roll on by. Don't stop, you'll only waste your time. Roll on by, roll on by. Find another pit stop, ain't gonna be mine. All people love to do is talk. Don't come and knock it on my front door, for I don't need you no more. Roll on by, roll on by, don't stop, you'll only waste your time. Roll on by, roll on by, find another pit stop, ain't gonna be mine.
That was Pit Stop from a brand new album called Something More, a debut release from Brittany Elise. And she joins us tonight on Saturday Night Country from our studio, the Capricornia studio up in Queensland. G'day to you, Brittany.
Hi, Felicity. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And as I say, congratulations on your debut album.
Thank you so much. Yes, very exciting times at the minute.
How does it all work with the day job? Because I know you've studied and you're now a teacher since all those years ago when I saw you at the Junior Academy. What's happening?
Yeah, so I went to university and now I've been teaching for 4 years up in the Gladstone region, but it's just incredible. It's a bit of a fine art, I think, trying to...
juggle?
Yeah, juggle the two, but it is amazing having two passions and that work so nicely together. You get the school holidays as well, so plenty of songwriting time and, yeah, no, it's just incredible.
So we're not throwing in the teaching job. We're keeping hold of that because it's very important to, you know, keep educating the minds of the youth and the next generation with people that are spirited and enthusiastic about it. And I know that's very much part of you.
Yeah, absolutely. And they actually shaped quite a few of the songs off the album. So,
interesting. What about Pit Stop that we just played there?
Yeah, that one wasn't from School Bass. That was more about love, relationships and honesty. But Another Day, my debut single, is definitely shaped from my teaching job, as well as Last Words. So those two were the main two. And also Following My Something More, which links into the story of me following my music journey, is my title of track. So.
Well, following the musical journey, it has been lovely to sort of check in from time to time on your musical, as you point out, journey over the years of being the young girl that was part of that junior academy, then to go on to the senior academy. What did you pick up all those weeks of experience and hanging out with like-minded people?
Oh, yeah, that I really think that got the ball rolling. So 2010, I think it was now, that you were my mentor at the junior.
2010, yeah, stop.
I know. at the Australian Academy. And so that really built the foundations and continued my love and being with people that are like-minded, as you said, for country music, for music, and being in that business music industry. But then the Senior Academy at the start of 2018, that was just... That really triggered everything for me, and obviously years of songwriting and hard work leading up to that. And then I really, in 2018, just put my head down and worked hard and finalized all the songs I really wanted to put on the album that would summarize everything that had happened between pretty much 2010 to 2018. And then now releasing it at the start of 2019 is just to finally have it out there and people really supporting it and taking on board those experiences and songs is just... Yeah, I don't have many words. I'm still speechless from the moment it dropped globally.
How lovely.
Yeah, to
well,
now.
You had a huge launch, a sellout. I saw all of the social posts about that, which must have warmed your heart, Brittany, to know that there's been so much support of your journey.
Oh, absolutely. From this region, but the amount of people, fans and family and friends that travelled.
From Mackay?
Everywhere. I had people from New South Wales travel for the launch. And
oh,
so
wow, that's lovely.
I was trying not to cry because it was just heartwarming. Like, and for people to, your first show sold out that I've ever had, and then people are crying with your songs, like, because it's touching them as, you know, much as the stories touched my heart when I was writing them. Yeah, it's just amazing, an amazing feeling.
Well, we would love to hear some of your music in the house concert with the acoustic guitar. I asked you to bring your guitar in and tell us some stories tonight. You mentioned being inspired by the young generation, the minds that you are educating as a teacher in your teaching role. Are you looking after kids in primary school or high school?
No, I do have the teenagers. I'm in the high school. but no, they're wonderful. Like, they are the future. So, no, it's great to work alongside of them. And incredible teachers are some of the most incredible people.
I take my hat off to teachers, yes.
It is a tough gig sometimes.
It's so important. And look, I value absolutely every day that the teachers are there looking after our children and putting them, steering them, you know, inspiring them. It's a big gig. So yeah. How did they inspire Another Day?
So pretty much everything you just said. Like, for me, I obviously love music, but I love teaching. And sometimes it's hard to go to work, like when you're talking to people and, oh, you know, I've got to go to work again today and I've got to make the coffee to make sure I make it through and, oh, the boss is on me again. And so that's like really shaped. But for me, I'm a teacher, like I love going to work. I love the teenagers teach you something new every day with whatever's going on in their world. And as I said, I've got amazing colleagues and amazing students that shape me as a person and obviously my music. And yeah, so the whole point was just, like, I love... It's the people that keep you coming back and unexpected random things that they can do for you, and that's all really shaped Another Day. Apparently it's a teacher anthem. That's what I've been told by some of my fans.
How nice.
And a motherhood anthem as well.
Well, I'm all for that. So would you be so kind to play it for us for the house concert?
I'd love to. Thank you.
This is Brittany Elise on Saturday Night Country joining us from our rocky ABC studio tonight.
Busy mind, just try and get to work on. stopped and people everywhere just trying to make it through another day. Well, I heard the bus calling my name. Another day and week, it's always the same. Patience versus tolerance, that's my strongest game. Just trying to make it through another day. To see, it's those days that make it worthwhile. The smiles that keep you coming round. Unexpected random welcome lifts you when you're down. The people are the ones who make you stay.
Saturday Night Country, that's Brittany Elise, and that is Another Day, and that's the first single from her new album, Something More, her debut release. And I believe, actually, the first folk that got to hear this were not Australians, but actually our American friends. Is that right? You released this in Nashville?
Yeah, I did. I had the pre-release of the album. I was lucky enough to go over and play in Nashville at the end of December 2018, and yeah, that was incredible. Australia did hear it first, but officially after the album was launched, was made, yeah, Nashville was the first ones to hear Another Day, which was, yeah, that was just an incredible experience in itself.
How did that come about? Tell me where you played. I think I saw some Tootsie's photos online.
Yeah, so I actually went over when I was 12 and I played at Tootsie's, and then they always said when you're coming back, like, make sure you get in contact again. And the gentleman that I organised it through, he's been following my journey for that long, pretty much like that 2010 journey. And, yeah, so I contacted him again and he was just ecstatic that I was coming back. And so I went back over and, yeah, I played at Tootsie's, but that was the one that was organised. And then by the end of my set at Tootsie's, I had four or five gigs lined up for the couple of days that I was there. So that was just amazing. They love Aussies. They definitely love Aussies over there.
And did some people come up and purchase a copy? Did they?
Yeah. I had the first sales of the album were over there, which was just amazing. Both artists, like artists that were, you know, before and after me with the sets, as well as people that were there and they, you know, telling you their favourite songs as well and their stories. So, yeah, that was amazing.
Isn't that nice? And, Brittany, you know that $10 over there is worth a bit more here, right? Or I don't know what you were selling for, 15, 20, but at least hopefully the dollar was working in your favour.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to look into that one, actually.
Saturday Night Country, Brittany Elise is joining us, and it's so nice that her new album, Something More, is out now. And working with Simon Johnson, who is a wonderful mentor of the Academy as well. And did you decide to go with Simon because of the work that you had done with Simon at the Academy?
Yeah, so, well, obviously I first met him in 2010 and then again in 2018, and he's just an incredible humble person and an incredible musician in his own right, and we just got along so well, and I've stayed in contact with him over the years, and yeah, I just, some of the work that he does is really, really wonderful, and so I wanted to work with someone that has supported my music as well, and so yeah, that's when I went through Hillbilly Huts on the Central Coast there.
Easy, a no-brainer then for you.
Yeah, no-brainer, no-brainer at all.
Well, on Saturday Night Country, seeing your development over the years from those early days, 2010, as you've reminded me of being a young Academy student, and gosh, that was feels like almost a lifetime ago. But seeing you at that point, you were ready to take on the world. You were a very bright, bubbly, go-get-em young artist, and you know, everyone comes in at a different level, but you were certainly ready to take on all the information, and you were very eager to learn, and I think that's why you've followed in the footsteps too of a teaching degree and now, you know, educating others, because you have that commitment and desire. So your family would be very proud of all your work.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been along the journey, the ups and the downs, the whole way. So couldn't ask for a better support system.
What downs, though? I just can't imagine that you've had too many of those, Brittany.
It's just the hard work and along, like, you always have knockbacks. People that obviously have different interests to you. And, I think the music business is a lot of ups and downs, a lot of hard work. And obviously the ups are incredible. But the downs, I think, shape the songs probably. So a lot of hard work has gone into it, and yeah, that's really, I wanted to go to university and get my teaching degree, as you said. I think that was always within me as well, and yeah, once I was settled in my teaching job, I just knew it was the right time. So that's that big gap between 2010 and 2018.
Well, there's all the growth that goes with it, so
yeah, absolutely.
It had to be the right time for you. A smart move. And speaking of family, I think there's a track on the album that is particularly influenced by family, a relative. Am I right in saying that? Dorothy May or a close friend?
No, yeah, there's two tracks on there. Dorothy May, absolutely. That was my grandmother, and anyone that knew myself or my grandmother knew we were absolute best friends. She was one of the biggest influences for me as a person, as well as music. And yeah, and she actually passed as I was moving from Mackay to go to university, and took me 8 years to write that song, so that was a long time as well, just after the Academy. And yeah, and then Love You was that whole journey of my mum and my dad and my sister. So yeah, no, there's a few family tracks on the album.
Well, I think we might play Dorothy May first of all right now on Saturday Night Country, the one that is written about your grandmother.
Footprints in sand, you walk with me. Milkshakes by the ocean in the summer breeze. Every morning, afternoon, chest stories, just me and you. Your smile will always remain Dorothy May. The happiest days of my life were spent with you, like memories of ruby roses that you grew. So silent on the street. has come to an end. It's never easy when you lose your best friend. Days when I can't make it through, then I look in the mirror, I see you. You live on in me, Dorothy May, 'cause I'm more than your granddaughter. Where this is.
Brittany Elise on Saturday Night Country, and that's Dorothy May. Oh, there's a lovely show you've got coming up on the 23rd of March. Do you want to mention that one at the Community Hall, I think?
Yeah, so at the Calliope Community Hall, I'm actually playing with Jack Vigilant. So we're doing it's going to be a wonderful night. Actually, I just found out today that it's almost sold out, so that's
wonderful.
That's incredible as well. And so that's a dinner, wine and a show. So
you can't go wrong.
But yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to that, and it's a nice community event really after, you know, the big launch in Tamworth and Nashville. So I'm really looking forward to the evening.
Yeah, you've had the big ones, haven't you? You know, Nashville, Tamworth, and now let's get back to the Community Hall.
Yeah.
and Calliope too. And a great little place.
Yeah, gorgeous. And that's where you started. So, and I love playing back to the community. They've given me a lot. So,
speaking of playing, it's time for you to play again for us for the house concert. So from this new album, there's how many tracks are on the album?
It's seven. Yeah.
Why did you decide seven? Why not eight or 10 or yeah, why was that the number?
So I was originally aiming for an EP, and then I just had seven songs that I really loved. And then talking to Simon and deciding which one we would drop or work with, but we couldn't drop one. They're all completely different, and I think 8, 9, and 10. I've got obviously a handful still that were not put on the track on the album, but they'll be ready for the next one.
Did you write all these on your own, or did you have any collaborators?
No, I had a couple of collaborators with the album. Kevin Sullivan helped me write Another Day. Obviously, we actually met at the Academy, so that was incredible to work with him after that as well. And Dear Girl. Dorothy May, I got to work with David Carter from Carter and Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And then Something More was actually the song I wrote it at the Academy and performed it at my graduation concert. And I wrote that with Kevin Bennett from The Flood and Fenny Lumsden.
Oh, well, you've just dropped a swag
people.
Of names
yeah.
there, haven't you?
It's incredible. That's the best part about music. As you would know, working with just some like-minded, amazing people.
It's been lovely catching up with you, Brittany Elise. I feel like we've been in the same room, but it is thanks to the magic of the ABC studios. You're up there in Rockhampton, and a big shout of thanks to the team helping us make it happen up there. Much appreciated from us on here tonight. And Brittany, people can jump on socials to get a copy of the album if they've enjoyed what they've heard tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. So Brittany Elise Music, and that's on Facebook, Instagram, as well as you can follow the links and get in contact with me through that, and very happy to shoot out in the mail an album to anyone that would love the hard copy as well. I love the good old hard copies.
Oh,
sometimes
yes.
We don't get them much anymore. But
it's a dying part of the industry, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I still love a good old hard copy CD too.
Me too.
So you're not alone. Thank you, Brittany Elise. It's been wonderful catching up.
Saturday Night Country on ABC Local Radio.